Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Throughout history, we've seen pandemics such as the Spanish influenza, bird flu, and SARS move their way across continents. Dr. David Hill, director of global public health at the Frank Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, discusses his research on how to allow people to travel freely while leaving the germs behind.
Each year, nearly 2 billion people are on the move, nearly a third of the world's population. They cross international borders for vacations, study abroad trips, business ventures, or to visit friends and relatives. Or they are moving their home within their own country or to another. Many people move because they have no choice. They are fleeing conflict, famine, flooding, or poverty, and frequently end up in refugee camps where living conditions can be horrific. It is in these conditions that diseases of poor sanitation can rapidly spread, like cholera, which can kill a person within hours if not treated immediately. With so many people on the move, there is a chance of spreading infections from country to country. The best example was the spread of pandemic or swine influenza in 2009. This flu virus crossed the globe in less than 6 weeks. There are other less well-known examples, such as tuberculosis, typhoid fever, and malaria. While many of these may not spread easily, people who have them still need to be identified and treated. How can we deal with germs on the move? The options are many, but world health leaders agree that providing primary medical care for newly arrived migrants is important to detect infections and to treat them cost-effectively. There also have to be excellent methods to identify outbreaks of disease that may be a public health threat and to develop the capacity to respond to and manage them. It will then be more likely that we will have healthy people on the move rather than their germs.
That was Quinnipiac University's Dr. David Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Drop on my car.